Hey family, how are you today? I'm gonna hit something kind of controversial, but it needs to be said, it needs to be dealt with. A lot of people love Donald Trump. I have no issue with you liking his policies, liking what he's done for America, liking what he's done for countries all around the world. But the man is pushing something that he believes is right, that is 100% wrong. And he reminds me of another person in our history, a man named Saul of Tarsus. That man thought he was doing the right thing. He was pushing an agenda. He was pushing a plan that seemed correct to him. And then one day on the way to Damascus to go put people in their place, to let people know what things should be done like, how things should be done, he had a road to Damascus experience. He was knocked off his horse. He was blinded. His pride left his life. His rights and wrongs left his life. And he said, "Lord, who are you?" And Jesus says, "I am Jesus in whom you are persecuting." Now, we need to pray for those in authority. According to Romans chapter 13, that is a guarantee. We need to pray for Joe Biden. We need to pray for Kamala Harris. We need to pray for Pelosi. We need to pray that they would come to a place of recognition of who the greater one is. So today I want to pray for Donald Trump, the secret president of the United States. I want to pray for President Obama, the other secret president of the United States. And I want to pray for Joseph Biden. I want to pray for Kamala Harris. I want to pray for the people in authority that are pushing a statesman agenda that is really coming from big business, that's coming from demonic realms, coming from demonic entities that are speaking a false narrative to crucify, to persecute another generation. Today, I call them out and I say, Father, I thank you that you are the one that places men and women in authority. You are the one that humbles the people of the world. You are the one that brings them to their knees, that they would recognize their faults, their shortcomings, and come to the conclusion of you are the way, the truth, and the life. And that no man can come unto you except through the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we send harvesters to them right now in the name of Jesus. We pray to the Lord of the harvest that you would send them harvesters, that they would see the error of their way, that they would be knocked off of their high horse, that they would be blinded toward their agendas, and that they would see the true agenda of light, that they would have hands laid upon them, that they would be healed and be filled with the Holy Spirit. I thank you for this, Father God, that you are the Lord of glory, that you are the Lord of protection, that you are the Lord of provision, that you are the Lord of life, the Lord of glory, the Lord of reconciliation and repentance, and that your love leads all people to repentance. I thank you and I ask you, Father, that you would set up righteous judgment in our nations. And I repent for speaking evil against those that you have put in authority. And I ask you that if there is a place that I can be corrected, that you would correct me. If there's a place where our family can be corrected, you would correct them. That we would call upon the name of the Lord Most High and see his ways as he is high and lifted up. And that we would be healed in our lands, in our bodies. And that you would do so, Father, in the day that is today. Day. Lord, we declare to you that we are willing to repent, that you can show us the way of truth in life. And we thank you for the harvesters that you are sending out, even today, to those in authority, that you would change the agenda of the world and that you would bring your kingdom down and produce the kingdom and the agenda of heaven surrounding us. And I thank you for this blessing, Father. I thank you for my family, Father, that we are growing on a constant basis, and that in the middle of this darkness, when things seem like they can't be fixed, you've got a plan that will turn the nations of the world around, and that we shall be saved and shall walk into the inheritance that you have divinely pressed upon us through the Lord Jesus Christ and by the power of your Holy Spirit. And I thank you that you bless my family, Father. I ask you specifically that you would bless the hearers of this message, that they would be hearers and receivers and doers of this blessing, so that they would be a blessing to those around them. And I thank you for this, Father, in Jesus' name.